KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I guess the Lord has decided we're not going to have a traffic break right now. That's fine. Amory Martin does a great job. Always glad to have her on the show. Hey, appreciate you all week sticking with us and emails to me, text messages, etc., support of the show. This is all ways we can build the show together. It's my job. It sounds like Rush, and I guess it's stolen from him, but it's my job to host. It's your decision to listen. I appreciate that. One of the things you can do to help grow the show is share the podcast with people. I'm deeply thankful and touched that we have corresponding to the listener this morning in Southern California. Thank you for that. Listener in Ellensburg, Washington. Thank you for that. And a listener in Virginia, state of Virginia. Very thankful for all of that. If you like this show and you want it to grow, you can do that by sharing the podcasts. One of the big things that we're not to discuss is the fact that one of the goals of the cancel culture is the reinsertion of racism into America, where it's largely been attacked for years.
We've got to fight this war with the tools we have and the weapons we have, and that's a mask and social distancing. And what aircraft carriers were in World War II, mask is today.
Why, again, are you making these changes with the data showing an increase in cases?
Well, it's because we think it's the right thing to do.
No, you're laughing, Jay. You got caught. You couldn't even keep a straight face with your lies. It is just remarkable to me the way in which we live in the era of the great lie. The lie about the COVID flu and the lockdowns. The lie about the masks. The Danish mask study is probably not going to get published. 6,000 people participated in this study. One of the researchers, one of the scientists has said, all of us are very frustrated that this can't get, that they will not publish this because the answer is not politically correct. That's what he said. The answer may not be politically correct for these times. Not publishing a study of 6,000 people looking at masks because the answer may not be politically correct at this time. Question, what is the politically correct view on masks? What is it? That they're a heaven sent. That they're a barrier. Well, it can't be a barrier since you can breathe through them. I guarantee if this thing said, oh, masks are a lifesaver, the journals would fight over publishing it. Mind you, this isn't a single incident. Dr. Martin Koldorf, who joined us from the Great Barrington Declaration, he can't get published. Well, he's in USA Today, after 5 months of trying. We had him on our show before USA Today allowed him to write there. And he's a widely respected epidemiologist, 20 years in epidemiology. His cohort, co-founder from England, Oxford-educated Dr. Gupta, cannot get published. What's her research show? The lockdowns don't work. What else does it show? T-cell immunity applies to the COVID flu. What else does it show? Cross immunity applies to the COVID flu. Meaning that about 1% of people, 1% globally, even have a chance of dying from this. Just fathom this. One of the other big lies, in the midst of all these lies, is the lie that the United States is inexorably racist. And a sub-lie to that is that the left is not trying to reinstall racism. And a cohort lie to that is so much of the national media pretending that there's no anti-white racism going on. And by the way, why do I even care? Want to know why? Because racism begets racism. Because you go around and you are racist to white people, there will be white people who say, that's it, I'm sick of it, and I'm going to join a white supremacist group. I don't hold with any of that, obviously. and it will happen. And it's part of what the cancel culture wants. And Joe Biden last night got away again with slipping in, tried to slip in the Proud Boys. It's all part of what the cancel culture is after.
I've enjoyed free expression in this country all my professional life and fully expect to continue to do so.
They're only words. You can't be afraid of words that speak the truth, even if it's an unpleasant truth.
It's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can f*** with you anytime they want, as long as you put up with it. As long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want.
Listener last week said to me, hey, please don't play George Carlin in the cancel culture. He said terrible things about cops. Yes, he did. There's a whole bunch of things George Carlin said that I disagreed with and some things I agreed with. That's the point of Carlin being in that soundbite. Last night, Joe Biden attempted to once again pretend that President Trump is tied to white supremacists. Once again, pretended that there is a group called the what, Joe? That's out creating white supremacist attacks, even though it's run by an African-American whose family comes or a black man whose family comes from Cuba, partly Africa, partly Cuba, who accepts people of all races. Joe Biden tried to pull this into the debate last night. This is hilarious.
He has moved around and made everything worse across the board. He says to the, about the poor boys, last time we were on stage here, he said, I told him to stand down and stand ready. Come on. This guy is a dog whistle about as big as a foghorn.
I know. He did. I know. It's not a sandwich, Joe. It's a group called the Proud Boys. B, the Proud Boys is headed by a black man from whose family is from Cuba. C, its other leaders are black. They have black women in the membership. And no, you cannot be a black female white supremacist. Sorry, you can't. You can't be a black white supremacist. And the president didn't say stand ready, and maybe Joe Biden knows this. But this is the big, huge lie that's being put upon African Americans. Now, I can't relate to being black, but man, can I relate to people telling me what I think. What do we, let me get to this. Yep, let me just bring this back. I'm building up to this, I promise. We had Jake Tapper explain that if you vote for the president or support the president, you don't like it when people express love for their sons. Just think of the audacity of this quote. This is him besmirching an entire population of people who support the president, pretending that you and I think helping your son get a legitimate job is beneath a mega act, or that we don't like to talk about loving our kids.
It did not work, although I'm sure it worked with the MAGA bubble, because they think that anybody that expresses affection for their son or empathy for someone they don't know is weak.
And then there's this.
There is a lizard brain in this country. Donald Trump is a product of the white man's, the anguished, nervous white guy's lizard brain.
Two separate networks, two absolutely racist statements. And we are to pretend that the cancel culture isn't about reinstalling racism. On The View, they perpetuated this myth that Black Lives Matter Incorporated is not a racist group. Now, let me be fundamentally, perfectly clear. I don't think that the leaders of Black Lives Matter care about black lives at all. Therefore, I don't think they're actually racist. I think they're using racism. The same way Chairman Mao used classism. The same way Karl Marx and Joe Stalin used it. The same way that dictators always scapegoat, always create a portion of society to attack, to blame all the problems on. It always happens this way. But we're not to say this. We're not to say that the left is trying to reinstall racism. This is Sonny Hostin on The View helping this, one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter, try to explain themselves.
Destroy the nuclear family. Tell me, how do you respond to criticism like that, which just seems just totally off the wall and just unfair, in my view?
Well, you know, this is now the second election cycle where Black Lives Matter has been used as a political football.
That instance of Sonny Hostin saying that, that is 100% propaganda on behalf of Black Lives Matter Incorporated. Their documents, their website, their demands from their $1.3 billion domestic terror organization said, destroy the nuclear family. It was one of their top objectives. This is an objective fact. It is inarguable that this group that is using racism to reinstall it into the country, starting in Seattle with the segregated employee trainings and the library function, the problem with white people is they're white. Well, the problem with whiteness is it involves white people, and the problem with white people is they're white. That's the theory. You have all the virtue signaling leftist politicians saying, oh, I'm a privileged white person, but I'm not giving up my job. Installing racism in the schools. If you're a white kid, well, you're either a conqueror or you're an ally. Choose. If you're an ally, that means you're a leftist. That's the divide and conquer right in front of us. And cancel culture is part and parcel of this. Anybody who calls out Black Lives Matter as a domestic terror organization is at risk. Anybody who calls out the fact that Antifa advertises and uses people who are depressed, who are angry, who are career criminals, people who of all brands of mental illness on the streets is at risk, that they're saying you will be in charge. That's not a mistake that that's who makes up these groups. There's hope. No, there's hope. From another country. A country that has begun to wake to wokeism. To the rot. To the evil policies. A country that has said, hey, wait a minute. You can't be born in the wrong body. Change their position. Hey, wait a minute. Why are we chemically and surgically mutilating little kids? Hey, let's stop that. And has woken and said, wait a minute. Why are we calling ourselves racists? They're still all screwed up on the lockdown front. But from the UK, I want you to hear a moment of hope. From the floor of their deliberative house, from their House of Commons, you'll hear that in about 60 seconds right after we check traffic, the right way traffic, and you'll hear this quote. So we're talking about the big lies, the era of the big lies. We started by mentioning the lie about the mask, the lie about the lockdown, the continuing lie about that. In spite of all the data, the censoring of a study, a Dutch study of 6,000 people who wore masks. And now the scientists are saying this may not get published because the answer is politically incorrect, meaning it shows masks didn't work. And maybe it even showed masks are harmful because there are studies that show masks are harmful and don't work. The preponderance of the evidence is that. We're talking about that. We're talking about the lie Jake Tapper told, that if you vote for Donald Trump, you think showing love for your children is weakness. You hate it. We're talking about the lie that aired on MSNBC, that if you vote for the president, it's because you're a bitter, scared white man voting with your lizard brain. So we've just been going through the lies, and it can seem hopeless. We're talking about the lies being taught in the government schools, that if your parents are white, they're thieves. That if they're not thieves, they're the descendant of thieves. And if they didn't own slaves and your descendants didn't own slaves, silence is violence and you are guilty and it's in your skin color, it's in your DNA. And your only choice of deliverance, the only way you can be delivered from this, it's not prayer to God Almighty. It's not redemption from the Lord. Nope. It is changing sides politically. It is joining the side that's calling you a racist, calling your parents and descendants thieves, even if they never got anywhere near slavery. It is calling yourself, yes, I plead guilty. Yes, I need redemption. Therefore, I will identify as an intersectional partner. Perhaps I'll identify as a sex other than that which I am. Perhaps I'll use that as a defense mechanism. No, no, don't come for me. I'm an intersectional partner. Perhaps I'll choose some other way to be an intersectional partner. Kids will defend themselves. I don't want to be a bully. I don't want to be bullied by my teacher who has said all white people are guilty. This is happening in our schools. It's teaching racism. Kids are being told you will either join the group of people who intend to overthrow this country, or we will call you names and oppressors. We will tell you this. This is a lie. This is what the cancel culture wants. They want people like me out of the way. Now, they don't mind me on conservative radio. They don't. Because we're conservatives talking to one another. But man, would they freak if I had a solo show that was not on conservative radio. Would they freak? All over me. There's hope. There is. In England, there's a person who is the equalities minister. Now, in the United States, it's a equalities minister. Okay, so that's going to be good. That's going to be crazy. Except she spoke. She spoke about the reality of what Black Lives Matter has become. She gave a brave speech. And she happens to be, by the way, I want you to hear what she says. I'll tell you about her. Listen to this little brief clip of hope. From the United Kingdom, a place that's beginning to wake up to wokeism. Recently, they said, hey, mermaid organization that Starbucks gives a bunch of money to. No, we're not going to chemically alter, mutilate little kids and surgically alter little kids. We'll let them grow into adulthood before they make such a decision. That has recently said, wait a minute, why are we banning billboards of J.K. Rowling? Wait a minute. Calling ourselves racism. Listen to this.
What we are against is the teaching of contested political ideas as if they are accepted facts. We don't do this with communism. We don't do this with socialism. We don't do it with capitalism. And I want to speak about a dangerous trend in race relations that has come far too close to home to my life. And it is the promotion of critical race theory, an ideology that sees my blackness as victimhood and their whiteness as oppression. I want to be absolutely clear. This government stands unequivocally against critical race theory. Yeah. Some schools have decided to openly support the anti-capitalist Black Lives Matter group, often fully aware that they have a statutory duty to be politically impartial. Black lives do matter, of course they do. But we know that the Black Lives Matter movement, capital BLM, is political. We do not endorse that movement on this side of the House. It is a political movement, and what would be nice would be for members on the opposite side to condemn many of the actions that we see this political movement instead of pretending that it is a completely wholesome anti-racist organisation. There is a lot of pernicious stuff that is being pushed, and we stand against that. We do not want to see teachers teaching their white pupils about white privilege and inherited racial guilt.
Thing of beauty, because it's the truth, and her name is Kemi Badenoch. She spoke of her own blackness. That her skin color doesn't make her a victim. There's hope. Last night in the debate was, our second debate? It's supposed to be three, there were two. Here's the fair question. Vice President Biden, your campaign is backed by Black Lives Matter Incorporated, who has stated that the nuclear family should be absolved, that all cops are B-words. They have said, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want it? Now. Should Americans support this organization called Black Lives Matter? Of the debates, that's gone unmentioned. The president last night is, in my recollection, the first high profile Republican politician to mention the fact that Black Lives Matter Incorporated is a violent group. He said the first time he heard of them, they were saying pigs in a blanket, fry them up like bacon. And yes, they have called for and they have gotten the death of cops. Cancel culture exists to make sure that the narrative is not interrupted. The march towards Maoism, the march towards one party control. It was this week. We brought you exclusively on this show in the one party neo-Marxist state of Washington. Randy Gaylord, an elected prosecutor in San Juan County, has decided he has the power to force retired elderly people to attend racist indoctrination training from the left for a silly, stupid decision they're accused of making to vandalize a couple of Black Lives Matter signs. These people have no criminal backgrounds. But Randy Gaylord is effectively charging them with a thought crime. That's where this is going. That's why I ask you to share this show for as long as the show's here. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show and get into your text messages at 800-465-8770.
It's your turn to text the Todd Herman Show.
The rule's pretty simple.
Be concise, be precise, and drop the mic. 800-465-8770.
Do a couple of direct messages on Twitter. We'll get to the texts. 800-8. Oh, see, what's Damon? I'm always driving. Can't get the text number. Can you send it to me, please? Love your show. Listen every day from West Texas in Houston. Man, I appreciate that. Thank you, Damon. It is 800. I'll type it to Damon. 800-465-8770. Damon, live on the radio. I just sent that to you. Just right now. Just send it back to you. Direct message from Twitter. Todd, I live in California, and what you're saying needs to be heard down here. You wouldn't believe the number of people driving alone in their car with masks, just as you wouldn't believe how many fights I see every day around masks. This is perhaps the most pernicious of all lies, because it is a visible way to cause Californians to hate one another. And I'm not overstating that. People hate each other on sight because of the absence or presence of a piece of cloth. I have trouble believing that this is not on purpose. Ted, Southern Cal. I don't know that they intended for the masks to divide people, but I know this. Tony Fauci knows completely that the masks are ineffective. The CDC knows completely the masks are ineffective. The WHO knows this. The so-called academic journals that won't publish the Danish mask study. No, they cannot afford to have a massive study coming out saying, yeah, they don't help. So they're blocking. They won't publish it. They will not publish the results of a scientific exam. Remarkable. Jennifer from the state of Virginia. Todd, our governor got COVID. He's a mask wearer. You wouldn't believe how quickly that disappeared from our media back here. It's almost as if he wore blackface at a party and they wanted to hide it. Jennifer from state of Virginia, thank you for listening all the way back there. And if you like the show, people say sometimes, oh, you want to take the show national. I didn't used to think I wanted to do that. Maybe one day now, I guess, because Seattle, maybe it's because my home is a national topic, that if you want that to happen, you can make that happen. Just share the podcast. Let's get to the text messages on the debate. CC Rider 606. While Trump reinvents the whistle stop, Democrats reinvent segregation. It's a shocking statement. And it's a true statement. Racism was at an all-time low in the country. Then Barack Obama got elected. Race relations got worse after Obama was elected. Why? Well, he's a trained community agitator. If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin. Today, I want to talk to Hispanic people. It's time to punish your enemies. They bring a knife, we bring a gun. You know, and the Republicans are saying, you know, that Obama, he's got a, Barack Obama got a weird name, and did you know he's black? The police acted stupidly. That's how white people will do you. My grandmother was a typical white person. Just change the race. Say the quote. If you're curious if it's racism, just my grandmother was a typical black person. That's just how black people will do you. There you are. Far-sighted the sound. Trump is the Tiger Woods of presidential debates. So I don't watch golf. So this is going to be hard for me. Let's see. Trump is the Tiger Woods of presidential debates. Just like how they kept changing the golf course to make it more difficult for Tiger Woods to win, the debate commission kept changing the debate format in an effort to keep Trump from winning on the debate stage. It didn't work. God, I didn't know they did that to Tiger Woods. That's crazy. You know, they have done it to the president. This entire final debate, this whole thing was manufactured to hurt Trump. That's the entire format. What did we talk about? We talked about one side of racism, period. That is the white on black racism. We didn't talk about the other side. We talked about the weather briefly. The so-called moderator pretended that the COVID flu has entered a dangerous new stage, which it hasn't. It's winter. That's the stage. It's cold and wet. That's it. Let's see. Retired Navy P3 pilot Jim. Welcome home, brother. Thank you for doing that. Man, P3. Some of my favorite oxymorons are jumbo shrimp, freezer burn, military intelligence, and honest politician. After watching last night's debate, Joe Biden exemplifies the last one. One of my favorite Biden statements. We choose truth over facts. Of course he does. Truth is a meaningless concept to Biden. Just facts get in the way. Yeah, agree. Also, they're hard to memorize. Well, I guess when your life, you know, life is built around lies, those are hard to memorize too. Lifelong learner. Todd, the problem is we're fighting the lies about what is actually going on. We have politicians, yes, in both parties that are saying one thing and doing another. Oil is just like two other products. Which two? Tobacco and alcohol. Oil has a U.S. average gross taxes of 27% per barrel. How would Biden replace the lost revenue to the U.S. government? That does not cover the individual state taxes, road, alternate energy projects, which are related to oil products. You know those expenses will not be cut if we were to remove oil products from public consumption? Absolutely. Secondly, you know what's just insane about wind power? It can't make itself. Wind power is not potent enough to produce the power to make its own windmills and such. Nor is solar. You can't use solar power to run a solar power panel plant. That is the very definition of unsustainable energy. In that you need an efficient energy source to make the hardware for the inefficient. Elections in Olympia, D.C., and voting. Proud idiot. Trump voter. Todd, my husband's caregiver just moved here from Texas. As an experiment, she registered as a Democrat. Lo and behold, her ballot was yellow and her husband's was green. Real slick way to create fraud in the elections. No fair at all. That's interesting. That's really interesting. Edmonds troll. What else needs to happen in the state of Washington in order for the governor to return us to a state of total lockdown? If the numbers are so bad, what specific orders do you think he's waiting on? More importantly, from whom? David Postman. David Postman runs Jay Inslee's life and he hates having his name on the radio. Well done, troll. On the COVID, Seattle Slim. People pull off some enormous scams during pandemics and wars. A dude created this world peace outfit, still exists. It used to go around Europe selling war material. He was Andrew Carnegie. Obamacare. Speedo, 1950. I lost my doctor because of the ACA. So did I, by the way. Dr. Marcia Saul said she was quitting to see patients as a primary doctor, started working for the Everett Clinic walk-in in Mukilteo. I lost my doctor of years because her clinic got bought and turned into an Obamacare checkup factory. That's it. Maria, my doctor, used to spend like real time talking to you, examining you, talking about your health. And she told me, I hate this new job. I just sit here and I punch stuff into an iPad. All they were, doctors became data gathering specialists for the Obamacare database. And I told them right away, like, I went in after it became an Obamacare collection factory and she wanted to weigh me in. I said, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to give you that base statistic, Maria. I will not give Obamacare the one statistic it needs from me. Right? Let's see. Also in Obamacare, average Joe. Obamacare caused my premiums to skyrocket and my coverage to plummet, all while working for the Highline Public School System. Obamacare needs to be repealed ASAP. It's Obamacare. I was there when this stuff was getting fought. Here's the thing you should know. Want to know how far off the map Michael Steele has fallen? This is a fact. I'm telling you something that is absolute fact. The Republicans would not have fought Obamacare if not for Michael Steele. Mitch McConnell did not want it fought. Paul Ryan did not want to fight it. They legitimately destroyed Steele because he fought Obamacare. Why? Well, Mitch loves himself some big pharma. Paul Ryan, I don't know why. Oh, pardon me, it wasn't Ryan. It was Boehner. John Boehner. And now Michael's all Trump derangement syndrome addled. But that's the way DC works. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show, wrap up the day with a personal note where I hope to be as brave as Chris Pratt. I really do.
More reported stalls or collisions impacting our main lines around the Puget Sound this morning, but we are looking at a busy drive north on 167, working your way between Sumner and Pacific, with scattered slowing out of Kent into Renton through Newcastle and a little bit there into Bellevue. Northbound 5 in better shape into Tacoma. Still heavy as you approach the West Seattle Bridge, Everett, to either Bellevue or Seattle, right around 30 minutes. This report sponsored by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world and you'll change your own. Unbound.org. AM 770 KTTH Traffic. I'm Emery Martin.
Hey, Pierce County, we want you to vote. If you are not registered to vote, visit votewa.gov to register online in just a few minutes. If you are already registered to vote, it's important to verify your mailing address is up to date. Go online and log into votewa.gov to verify your mailing address now. Don't delay if you want to vote in the November 3rd general election. The deadline for online voter registration or address updates is Monday, October 26th. Thanks for being a Pierce County voter.
Years ago, we hired State Roofing to replace some siding on our home. It had to be custom milled to match the original, and they did a beautiful job. And I told myself that if they ever asked me to endorse them, I will. And now they have. State Roofing is a local business, family owned for 52 years. They roof rain or shine, and you're just in time for their 000 sale. Zero down, zero interest, zero payments for 12 months. And best of all, their jingle is smack in the middle of my vocal range.
State Roofing, the last roof you'll ever need.
Have you been considering surgery or even joint replacement? Hi, it's Dave Ross. As you probably heard, I've talked to more than 75 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. So many have told me about life-changing results, their words, after treatment at Seattle Sports and Regenerative Medicine. People with severe osteoarthritis, even bone-on-bone, are back hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and down stairs, playing with the kids, the grandkids, and doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Mark Wagner's 90-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, is a board-certified surgeon here in Seattle with over 30 years of experience. He's performed over 11,000 stem cell therapy procedures, and he's one of the few doing it the right way. So listen to his patients and remember, whether it's a shoulder, elbow, wrist, hip, or knee, before you choose surgery, see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts, then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com. Com.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show Saturdays at 2 p.m. on AM 770 KTTH Seattle. That's Saturdays at 2 p.m. only on AM 770 KTTH.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Washington Army National Guard, aired by the Washington State Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The rainy season is here, leaves are falling, and it's going to get worse, so tackle your gutter problems now. Jason Rance here for Gutter Shutter Seattle. You likely have an open-air gutter or one with a screen. Unfortunately, they get clogged a lot, and that means water from our rainy season ends up leaking into your foundation where it settles. That's expensive to fix. Don't get on a ladder to clean your gutters. That's dangerous. Stop wasting money hiring someone a couple times a year to do the cleaning for you. Gutter Shutter Seattle is the absolute hands-down best product available over at GutterShutterSeattle.com. It's literally the last gutter you're ever going to need, and they can be there tomorrow for a free in-home demonstration. You get a lifetime transferable no-clog guarantee, which means if they ever do clog, GutterShutterSeattle.com will unclog them for free. I know there's a lot of gutter systems on the market, but none of them work as well as Gutter Shutter. Go to GutterShutterSeattle.com right now. Get 10% off installation up to $1,000 through the end of October, or call 206-401-8690. That's 206-401-8690 or GutterShutterSeattle.com.
This is Michael Medved for Visiting Angels. We're all dealing with the evolving pandemic of the coronavirus, and knowing that it affects our senior population at a much higher rate, it's worrisome to those who have an aging loved one living independently. If your loved one could benefit from in-home care, from personal care to grocery shopping to food prep, companionship, medication reminders, and much more, Visiting Angels is an essential healthcare provider, and it's here to help. Visiting Angels caregivers are following strict CDC guidelines and taking extra precautions by wearing masks and gloves in your loved one's home. They will take time to clean and sanitize high-touch areas such as countertops, appliances, doorknobs, phones, along with groceries or delivered packages. Keeping your loved one safe has always been their priority. Now more than ever, trust Visiting Angels. Find a location near you by going to visitingangelsnorthwest.com or call 877-81-ANGEL. That's 877-81-ANGEL.
Down on Main Street, down on Main Street.
On a personal note, today I was listening to some Christian talk programming and heard an interview with a woman named Janet Parshall that I listen to from time to time. And she talked to a woman who is organized an effort to pray for Hollywood. And she says, you know, look, in biblical history, Saul and David really valued music and valued it as a way to worship and to show love of God. And that the performing arts have this capacity to do this. You know, you think of some movies like, particularly for me, The Passion of the Christ was just breathtaking. And it was one of those moments in film where after the movie ended, no one got up. Like, people just sat there. My wife and I saw it, and it was silent. People just sat. And I know in some theaters that they had to turn the lights on. So, okay, it's time to go. There's an actor named Chris Pratt who is from Western Washington. I believe he's from Marysville. He's in the, Marvel movies. Sorry, I've seen most of these. I actually like his character in those. And he's also a observant and maybe even traditional Christian, maybe even Orthodox. He was under fire, as the media would say, for not attending a Biden fundraiser The cancel culture wanted him for that. And he stood his ground. He gave an MTV acceptance speech award a few years back. He talked about 9 rules for life, and he was joking and entertaining the audience. And then he dropped this on a crowd at a Hollywood event.
Just trust me, it's science. Number 8, learn to pray. It's easy, and it's so good for your soul. And finally, number 9, nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you you're perfect just the way you are. You're not. You are imperfect. You always will be. But there is a powerful force that designed you that way. And if you're willing to accept that, you will have grace. And grace is a gift. And like the freedom that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Do not forget it. Don't take it for granted. God bless you. Please get home safely. Thank you.
So Chris Pratt was speaking of Christ Jesus the Lord. And I don't know why he didn't say that. Except I kind of have a feeling why he didn't say that. I think it's because we've been taught as Christians through the culture to not say it. I feel this way when I'm speaking to you now. I am fully aware that there are Jewish people listening to this, and I love you. And that there are atheists listening to this, and I love you. But there's more layers to this. Christians have been taught to apologize for some of the words in the Bible. The Bible considers a lot of things to be sin, and they elucidate on that. Homosexuality is considered a sin in the Bible. And I love my friends who are gay. Adultery is considered a sin. And I loved my father who committed that particular sin. And I will always love my father. And I have, in my own life, sins that I commit, sometimes they're hard to get away from. To not speak honestly of what's in your faith is to not speak honestly of what's in your heart. You know, I once went to dinner with my wife, Michael Medved's home. And Michael and I disagree a lot these days. And I love my friend. And we got to go enjoy this meal that his wife cooked, Dr. Medved. And to watch them celebrate their Jewish faith. It was just beautiful. To see Danny read or recite, not even read, from the Talmud. It's just awe-inspiring. And I felt so gratified to have that experience. I had a friend of mine bring me into his home in New York, a Jewish family, far less observant than Michael, but still, to share that with me. In the days after 9/11, I was in a cab, and there was a gentleman who was Muslim and driving the cab. I saw his name. I saw the way he was dressed. I saw, as I got in, I looked up, and I saw that the Quran was on his seat as I was getting in. And we were driving and sat down and were talking, and I said, "Assalamu alaikum, my friend." And he turned and said, "Wa alaikum salam. Do you know what it means?" I said, "It means peace be with you, my friend." And I said, "How are you doing?" And you know what? I discovered that this was a Muslim gentleman who loves this country. And he said, "I'm just praying that they'll just catch the people who did this." And then he shared with me his view of his faith. And he was a very modernized Muslim, not at all extreme. Shared with me that, you know, I believe in the after the war. I believe that, you know, that we were to create peace. And he told me this. And I'm well aware of extreme Islam. I'm well aware that too much worldwide Islam is extreme and violent. But he wasn't. I was gratified One of the tricks the culture has played is that sharing your faith means you hate. That the recognition of what your faith calls a sin means that you hate people who commit that sin. But they forget this, that in our faith, we're all sinners. Every one of us. I'll sin sometime in the next half hour. I'll try not to. I'll report back on Monday if I was successful. So to all my audience, thank you so much for helping make this show a success. I certainly hope I'm allowed to speak with you Monday on this radio station. The great Rush Limbaugh is next. Go be well, be strong, and be kind.